Good morning, and welcome to your Monday morning reset. Wherever you are listening from today, I'm glad you're here. Maybe today feels a little light, maybe it doesn't. Either way, for the next few minutes, let's carry it together. Wherever you are this Monday morning, you're not starting the week on your own. Let's start it together. Would you join me in three breaths before we go any further? In through the mouth. And out through the nose. Again, in through the mouth. Out through the nose. Once more, in through the mouth. Out through the nose. Wherever your attention has been scattered this morning, let's just gather it here for now. I noticed something about the words thank you this week. Most of the time, they do their job in a second. Someone holds a door, you say thank you. You both move on with your day. It's said once, it's meant once, and finished. But every now and then, someone does something for you that a sentence just can't hold. And saying it once doesn't feel like it's covered anything. It feels like the start of something, not the end of it. I don't think that's a failure of the words. I think some thank yous were never built to be said just once. Years ago, when my mother was dying, Marie Curie Cancer Care looked in and looked after her in her final weeks. I don't really remember what I said to the nurses at the time, probably thank you, you know, the way you do. I didn't feel like it was enough. It couldn't have been. So afterwards, I found myself doing something about it instead of just saying it. For years, I took part in their annual Daffodil Day, raising money for the charity every spring. Nobody asked me to keep doing it. I think I just hadn't finished saying thank you yet. I don't think gratitude at that size works the way normal thank yous do. A normal thank you is a full stop. You say it and the moment closes. But this kind doesn't close. It just keeps needing somewhere to go. Some years that was a daffodil pinned to someone's coat. Some years it was turning up on a cold morning to collect for the charity. It didn't really matter what the action was. What mattered was that saying it once was never going to be enough, so I kept finding another way to say it. I wonder how many of us are carrying a thank you like that. Not the door-holding kind, the kind that's too big to fit in a sentence. So it just sits there, half said, waiting for another way to come out. I don't think that's something to feel bad about. I don't think it's unfinished business. I think it might just be what real gratitude actually looks like. When you slow down enough to notice it. So, here's what I'm carrying into this week. You don't have to resolve gratitude. You just have to keep showing up for it in whatever way makes it yours. Next Monday, we'll spend some time together again. I don't know yet what I'll have noticed by then, but something usually sparks my attention. I'll be here either way. Thank you for spending these few minutes with me. If there's a thank you you're still carrying, something still half said, maybe you don't need to finish it today. Just keep it close. It'll find its way out again. I'm Pete Thorpe. Thank you for sharing your Monday morning reset with me. Look after yourself this week, and if you can, as always, look after someone else. I'll be here next Monday.